Unit 1, page 8 and 9. Reading.
Another first for Bay City College. Bay City News by Jago Matarian, arts correspondent.
In July, I reported on the first festival. It was a huge success for Bay City International College and the student organisers. Now the students have come up with another new idea, a DVD containing all the main festival events and more. The disc was launched yesterday during a special arts day in the college's Great Hall and received a tremendous reception from an enthusiastic audience. Headmistress Miss Helen Jackson told the audience how proud she was of what the students had achieved in putting on the festival. She believed that the festival had exceeded people's expectations, and now the DVD would make the festival events available to an even wider audience. The festival music programme attracted huge audiences, especially the River Boys open-air concert on the first night, when more than 1,000 people crammed onto the college football pitch to watch their show on the outdoor stage. Video clips from this spectacular opening event have been on the college website for several weeks, but now the complete concert is on the DVD. Not only that, but there's an extra special track. Music student Gustav Hindman explained, "I thought their music was so amazing that I contacted the group and asked if they would write something for the school orchestra. We play a lot of classical music, but we need to expand our repertoire, of course. Not only did they write a song for us, but they came and performed it with us and it was recorded for the DVD. That's another first." The impressive dance programme included more than 150 performers from 15 different countries performing traditional dances from around the world. The DVD gives a flavour of all of these. For me, the highlight of the dance events was the ballet performance, which ended the festival, and the whole of the final act is included on the disc. Festival organiser Tasha Sims said, "The college is lucky to have some very talented dancers among the students, and Ava Zemanova, who comes from the Czech Republic, was able to put us in touch with a professional dance company from her country. We were delighted that they came, and very pleased for Ava that she had the opportunity to stand in for an injured ballerina and dance with the company on the last night of the festival. Now she's on the DVD too." A sequence of photographs by art student Lucy Duval is an unusual and striking feature of the DVD. She documented visitors' reactions to the sculpture garden that was so popular with everyone, especially the children, who were encouraged to touch the sculptures. She also photographed the festival as a whole, and judging by those that were exhibited at the launch, the DVD has some remarkable pictures of events ranging from children's puppet shows to the stunningly beautiful artefacts shown by Professor Barnes in his talk on art and archaeology, which so many people found fascinating. One disappointment had been the cancellation of Eliza Brody's appearance. The flamboyant, best-selling author pulled out at the last moment following the million-dollar offer made to her by a Hollywood studio for her book Himalayan Adventure, now being filmed on location in India. Fortunately, the literature programme was rescued and, in my view, improved by Miss Jackson. She got in touch with the well-known science fiction writer Anthony Holt, with whom she was a student at London University many years ago. He told Miss Jackson that he would be thrilled to replace Miss Brody. As well as the author reading from his best-known title, Over the Edge, the DVD has an exclusive interview with him about his latest novel, which is soon to be published. Rudy Henning told me, "Anthony Holt is great. He's a real inspiration to us all and very modest about his immense success. All of us on the festival committee were tremendously grateful to him for stepping in at the last moment." At yesterday's College Arts Day, there was nothing but praise for the students who had organised the festival. "They showed a lot of imagination in their choice of events," said one visitor. "Brilliant fireworks," said another. "We really did enjoy everything," one elderly lady told me. My husband likes music more than I do, but I thought the incredible Golden Jazz Band was delightful, and the Chamber Orchestra from London was just exquisite. We're buying the DVD and we'll definitely come to the next festival. Will there be another festival next year? Miss Jackson said, I've already asked the students if any of them will volunteer again. Up went the hands without a moment's hesitation. I was very touched by their enthusiasm. So there it is. There is our decision. I think we've started a tradition, she added, and there are many in Bay City who will applaud that.